Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really exciting. We're talking about Sage Longboat Key, one of the most talked about condo developments in the area. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about Sage. It's really become a landmark property on Longboat Key, and there's a lot to unpack about what makes it special.
So let's start with the basics. For people who might not be familiar with Sage yet, what exactly are we talking about here? What makes it stand out from other beachfront developments?
Well, Sage really represents the pinnacle of modern beachfront luxury on Longboat Key. It's a thoughtfully designed community that combines contemporary architecture with premium amenities. The whole development is really focused on that balance between sophistication and livability. It's not just about having the best finishes. It's about creating a lifestyle that actually works for people.
I love that approach. You know what I think is so cool about that? A lot of luxury developments can feel sterile, right? But when you actually prioritize how people are going to live there day to day, that's when magic happens. So what are we talking about in terms of the actual units and floor plans?
Great question. Sage offers a really curated selection of floor plans, and they're designed with the modern resident in mind. We're talking spacious layouts with high-end finishes, premium appliances, and those beachfront views that you really can't put a price on. The residences range in size and configuration, so there's flexibility depending on whether someone's looking for an intimate two-bedroom or something more expansive.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you're looking at Longboat Key specifically, how does Sage compare to some of the other luxury properties in that market? I'm thinking about places like Aria or Water Club that we've covered before.
That's a smart comparison. Aria and Water Club are absolutely world-class properties, and they all appeal to that ultra-luxury buyer. But what Sage does really well is it offers that premium beachfront experience with its own distinct character. Each of these developments has a different vibe, different amenity packages, and different price points. Sage really carves out its own niche in that ultra-premium space.
Right, exactly. So when someone's deciding between these properties, what should they really be thinking about? What are the decision makers?
Honestly, it comes down to personal preference and lifestyle. You want to think about the amenities that matter most to you. Are you looking for a resort-style pool experience, a state-of-the-art fitness center, private beach access? You also want to consider the architectural style and community feel. And then there's the practical stuff. Location on the key, view orientation, whether you want to be in a more bustling area or something quieter. Sage has really thought through all of those elements.
That's really helpful context. And I imagine for someone who's seriously considering Longboat Key as their home, they're probably also thinking about the broader Sarasota market, right? Like, how does Longboat Key fit into the bigger picture?
Absolutely. Longboat Key is really its own world. It's got that exclusive, resort-like feel. But you're right, it's part of the greater Sarasota area, which has so much to offer. You've got downtown Sarasota with properties like The Mark and One Park that are really driving that urban luxury movement. Then you've got Lido Key with developments like Rosewood Residences. So the buyer who's looking at Sage might also be exploring those options, depending on whether they want that beachfront island lifestyle or something more urban.
Oh, wow. So it really is about understanding what kind of lifestyle you're after. That's such an important distinction. Well, David, this has been really insightful. For anyone who's interested in learning more about Sage or exploring what Longboat Key has to offer, what's your advice?
I'd say take the time to visit the property, walk the community, get a feel for the neighborhood, talk to someone who knows the market inside and out, and definitely do your homework. Compare it to other developments in the area so you really understand what you're getting. Sage is special, but so are a lot of these properties. The key is finding the right fit for you.
That's perfect advice. David, thanks so much for taking the time to break down Sage and the Longboat Key market for us. This was really valuable. For our listeners, if you want more detailed information about Sage or any of these other luxury developments we've talked about, Aria, Water Club, or properties in downtown Sarasota, check out our full guides on the website. Thanks again, David, and thanks to everyone for tuning in to My Real Estate Podcast.